are we, though?
All right.
Okay, you guys, relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Come here.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells
at me.
All
right, you guys, take your cue from me.
This show is fucked up.
I mean, Jesus was a white man, too.
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood.
Jesus was.
When Jesus
was.
When Jesus was.
Boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, neighbors with appetizers.
Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you for being yourself, fuck them.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real. Negroes doing Negro stuff.
This show is so black.
WineCellarMedia.com. William J. Blackass Motherfucker Phoenix Kaliter, the Uppity Negress. Follow on the Twitters at Uppity Negress. Spell it with two P's, two T's, two S's. All right. Mikey Grams. I can't be fucking up his name like that. Michael Graham. Over there with Actify Press and Actify Chat. All right, go fuck with them. We'll be linking their stuff.
Yes.
More. There's things going on. There's we're gonna be getting down with them niggas next year. We figured I was riffing with Michael Graham on the telephone, and you know we get it. It's like fucking get the holiday madness out of the way, right? I think that's a lot of why people make New Year's resolutions, because after September 1st. You can't start doing new shit. You fucking can't. At the blue collar level, you fucking can't. You gotta get all the shit, like, what, at our blue collar level, we have offspring. Gotta get the school thing going.
Yes.
Right? And then once you get school up and running, which we really have not yet, fucking. Here comes Halloween.
Yes.
Here comes Halloween. Fucking. Here comes Thanksgiving. They ain't gotta rename that shit. Indigenous Peoples Day is not working for me because I don't think it was a good day for them. I don't think this is
actually, I got confused because I thought that's what Columbus Day was getting changed to.
Okay, yeah, okay. Even then, call it Invaders Day. Give it an ugly name to represent what it is.
Damn.
Yeah, but fucking riffing off top. Ick. Yeah, you can't fucking do it. I mean, at the blue collar level, they're like, oh, you got to work all this overtime because not enough items exist. Supply side economics. Right?
Amazing.
don't you love the racism and the fact that Herbert Walker called it voodoo economics?
Oh yeah,
that's that good racism. Like, he criticized it with racism. Remember when he used to criticize? That's what people should. I heard nobody. I listened to so many podcasts. I heard nobody point out that calling it voodoo economics is anti-black as fuck.
Well, you know,
but,
no one cares about racism.
This episode, our pre-recorded trigger warning can't cover what the fuck this is. This is a bad episode. Mm. All right, this is not fun, funny, goofy fun. All right, Phoenix Cleaver's gonna run this shit. Maybe, just maybe, you might be tuned in live from the Facebooks or the Twitter.
Yeah.
And since Phoenix Cleaver's gonna be running the shit, I have an extra eye down on the board for 347-857-3937. This episode is about to get real fucking cold.
Yes.
All right.
I should probably tweet it, huh?
Yeah, oh,
I forgot to tweet it.
The link?
Yeah, because I remember you're like, is it up? And I was like, no. And then I forgot that conversation even happened.
Yeah, I put it up there. You can retweet it. Tweet it fresh.
Yes.
Tweet it how you need it to be tweeted, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I also went on a massive unfollowing spree on Twitter today. Yeah. Because you know what? Because, you know, it is the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, and niggas is, like, tweeting Kamala Harris. The reason that we have to read off so many dead names today is because of Kamala Harris. Like, you couldn't even fucking wait until tomorrow. Assholes. So, yeah, I just... anybody who's sharing shit from Kamala Harris in a way that's even remotely positive is getting unfollowed, muted, blocked. I'm not doing it with my life.
Kamala Harris. Like, I don't... I know, and there are people who have philosophical, ideological reasons against shit like this, but I don't... Kamala Harris can't be black with me. She's a person of color, and not much of it.
Can't be black with me.
Yeah. She's...
Is that like the nigga version of you can't sit with us?
Yeah, you can't be black with us.
Ooh.
You go be black with Brody and fucking Ashley Amber. You go be black with them.
Oh, so you mean her husband's family?
Her party.
Her party, yes.
Fucking, yeah, you still be black, but you go be that black. You're not this black over here.
Yeah. International.
And all
I can't type day to
end violence against sex workers.
Yes. Well, you know, it's like the shittiest predictive text ever. Really?
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. You could have just retweeted it from the wine cellar.
I did, but I had to tell people what we're doing.
Oh.
Can't just tweet a link.
Oh, and it got me voice to text it hard. But I also enunciate better than you.
Really?
Let's have a battle.
Really? You uppity ass Negro.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and start the YouTube up.
All right.
And let's get down to this thing. 3, 2, and 1. All right. Wine Cellar on the YouTube podcast going. Phoenix Kaleeder. This episode. And we should be sure. Like, there actually are trafficking victims.
Yes.
That's one thing I know. Like, why aren't Swerfs talking about Centoya Brown?
Oh, because she's black.
No, Swerfs don't like niggers.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No.
So, whatever.
I think that's... you have to remember, Swerfs are essentially, like, the conservatives of the left, if you will. It's a lot of white supremacy. It's a lot of classism. It's a lot of ableism. Obviously, the transphobia. And, of course, the inherent racism. Because there is very little concern over... girls who are in a situation like Centoya Brown was. Like, I mean, shit, Letitia Clay. They say shit about Letitia Clay?
No. Somebody said that we were the only ones, us and, what was it, I think Lipstick Alley?
Yeah.
And, there was another one.
Well, Tits and Sass, but yeah, that's a sex worker outlet, so, I mean, of course they covered it, but yeah. Like, fuck it. And that was the thing, is the people from Tits and Sass found us because they were looking for the people talking about it, and nobody was talking about it. And they're like, oh, well, fuck with y'all. I'm like, all right.
It's like, we're talking about it, but we're reading your article. Well, welcome to the meta.
Yeah. Well, we also had, I went through a lot of time reading articles about, like, local news stories about her, but even that case was fucked up, and the Swerfs didn't give a shit about that. But I guess speaking of that, do you just want to jump right into that one? That's the, like,
oh, yeah,
the next
yeah, because the thing is, some folks might be like, people that regularly check out the Wine Cellar might be like, why y'all not talking about Centoya Brown? Because everybody is.
Yeah.
This story, it doesn't need our help.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, this story,
she's got Kim Kardashian lobbying for her. Like, she's, if anybody's going to be okay, it's going to be her. But, you know, I heard that actually they put out a petition and the governor's considering granting her clemency.
Damn, but niggas got to keep up the momentum. Like,
yeah.
Like, don't get bored. That's the thing. People be doing this shit having fun. Like, oh, yes, I live for this. You know, it's activism. It's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But stop looking at it. It's not recreational. This isn't where you play.
Right. Slight tangent, if I can not find it, because Facebook just decided to reload on me. So I went to Facebook, and, you know, obviously I'm friends with a bunch of sex workers on Facebook. The first fucking post I see. So I was thinking, for the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, it's today. We could play a game where y'all guess which local trauma expert held me down by my throat and tried to penetrate me without protection. But then I remembered, since it's just my word against his, I'd probably get sued. So, you know, maybe let's try to make a world where sex workers aren't criminalized, and you know which people you trust with vulnerable young women who are actually rapists. Yeah. So that's cool.
That's a public post?
It is a public post.
Okay.
It's from a sex worker in Alaska.
Are they all right with their shit being shared?
I can find out.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, it is a public... And I'm looking at their page. Some posts are public, some are not. So this was meant to be a public post.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, they deliberately clicked it. They made a decision.
Yeah.
Word.
So there's that. Now, if I could find the actual story that I'm supposed to be covering... Which, I'm still, you know what, though? I'm still tripped out about this just because I went through reading all the details, and the prosecutors are really trying to fuck up this young woman's life, like, in every possible way. So, this was, and I don't even know if she would classify herself as a sex worker. Like, I don't know. I'm going to try to be careful with the language because, like, I don't know how she would, if she would classify herself as, like, a sex worker or, like, a survival sex worker or a trafficked person or just a victim of sexual abuse. Like, I don't know how, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how she would call herself. But her name is Crystal Kaiser. She looks like a tiny little black girl. She looks, like, so little to me, just, like petite, you know?
Yeah.
But, so, this is a Kenosha, Wisconsin, right? A Kenosha man was shot to death in his 14th Avenue home last June, had been under investigation for producing child pornography and sexual abuse with one of the girls who is now accused of killing him. Right? So, like, let's just start off with, that's the fucking premise. Somebody who was under investigation for making child porn and raping children got killed by one of his alleged victims, and she's the one who's on trial. Like, what? She should be getting a medal, not going on trial. Like, she killed a fucking rapist. And a child rapist at that. Crystal Kaiser is now 18 and is charged with first-degree homicide, arson, and auto theft for the June 5th shooting of Randall Voller III. She was 17 when Voller was killed. Voller, at the time, was 34. So it's a 34-year-old raping teenagers. Okay. Was found dead in his burning home. Investigators learned he'd been shot twice and that the fire would appear to have been set intentionally. When the body was found, Voller's car was missing from the property. And here's a quote from Michael Gravely, that's literally his fucking name, the Kenosha County District Attorney, said, "Not only do you commit a set of really heinous crimes, you light a body on fire when you're not sure if the person's deceased or not. Certainly, if you come to this community from another community and shoot someone twice in the head and light them on fire, there's going to be severe consequences." A rapist. A child rapist. She shot a child rapist.
Yeah, but this is why it's all like... fucking lawyers are fucking scum.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, first off, we live in capitalism. I make my assumption. I think the only reason why anybody wants to be a lawyer is because they want big lawyer money, they want to wear the fucking clothes, and they want to be able to say the sentence, I'm a lawyer. Mm. I don't think good people exist for the most part. So I do broadly generalize that. And then when you see them do shit like this, it's like, there you go. That's the scum you were always were. And you couldn't wait to get out there and do it. Because if you win, a win's a win, right? A mm-hmm. win is a win, a win is a win. Win.
Yeah. And then also, like, just keep this quote in mind. If you come here from this community, from another community, just remember that's how he's phrasing this shit as we keep going. Hmm. So investigators said they're still trying to determine exactly how Kaiser met Voller and the extent of their relationship after they found out Voller paid an Uber driver to bring Kaiser from Milwaukee to his home, which, if you're familiar with Wisconsin geography, it's a little bit of a distance from Kenosha to Milwaukee, and he paid for that. The guy who makes child porn paid for a teenager to come to his house in another city. But, you know, how are they framing it? If you choose to come here from another community, okay.
And it's like, and how did he find her? That's we don't know enough yet, right?
Yeah, we don't know yet. I haven't seen updates about that. But I also, like, think that they're not really looking at that angle, so I don't know if we're ever going to get updates about that. Because they just don't care.
Nope, they care about a win.
Mm-hmm. According to the criminal complaint, Kaiser's boyfriend, a 21-year-old Milwaukee man, which is also illegal. Notice he's not getting charged for anything, though. Like, you can't date a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old when you're 21. That's illegal.
That's not dating. That's being enticed by a hussy negress.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. You got to watch out for those negresses. Very, very dangerous. So the 21-year-old Milwaukee man told detectives he purchased a handgun for Kaiser because she was, quote, tired of dude touching on her. It's almost like I saw that coming. She was what? Tired of dude touching. The guy who makes child porn and pays for teenagers to come to his house. Huh. Really? Okay. The complaint states that she initially denied knowing Voller, but later told police he helped her with money and places to stay. That doesn't sound coercive at all.
No.
No. Subsequently, she told police another woman had shot Voller, but when faced with further evidence, she reportedly confessed, saying she got upset and was tired of him touching her, and she had shot him. So, he was raping a child? He was raping a child? According to a motion filed by defense attorneys, before his death, Voller was under investigation by the Kenosha Police Department for sexual conduct with underage girls. Now, this is the interesting and super, super shitty part. In a motion to compel discovery, which is a request for the court to require the state to turn over evidence, the defense is seeking evidence found during the police investigation into Voller. Right? Because this is, now they're saying, like, they don't know how she knows him. This might be where to find out how he found her. This is a quote from the defense attorney. The defense believes that the discovery in this case suggests Miss Kaiser is acting in self-defense. Mr. Voller, a 34-year-old man, was engaged with ongoing sexual and physical abuse of Miss Kaiser, then a 17-year-old girl, and several other girls whose identities are currently unknown to the defense. Right, so they haven't even told the defense who else this guy was raping. Okay. According to the motion, the defense believes Voller attempted to engage in sexual activity with Kaiser, and Kaiser resisted, and during that struggle, Kaiser at some point shot Voller, killing him. The complaint states that the defense learned Voller had been under investigation by the Kenosha police, and police had served a search warrant on his home before the murder. The Kenosha police had evidence that Mr. Voller was producing child pornography and was traveling to Milwaukee and transporting girls from Milwaukee to Kenosha for the purposes of sexual abuse. The motion also states police collected significant evidence on Mr. Voller when they executed a search warrant in his home before his death, and that they had collected his DNA. You know, they're not just fucking collecting some white man's DNA for fun. You know what I mean? Like, they had some shit on this guy. Additionally, Kenosha police had been alerted by TCF Bank, a financial institution utilized by Mr. Voller, that Mr. Voller's account had been flagged for suspicion of sex trafficking. So even the fucking bank was in on it, okay? Now, the defense is seeking all the evidence relating to the Kenosha police investigation of Voller. They argue that the evidence is relevant to Kaiser's mindset at the time she is alleged to have killed him and has, quote, potential to provide a significant bolster to the defense's theory of self-defense. However, because it always gets better, District Attorney Michael Gravely said the state is opposing the release of this evidence. Wow. Yeah.
Freedom of Information Act, folks.
Shit. Asked by Judge David Wilk whether at least some of the material the defense is seeking exists, Gravely answered it does. The discovery process requires both sides of a legal action to share evidence as they prepare for trial. In criminal prosecutions, the state typically has the bulk of the evidence. Both the state and defense in the Kaiser case would not comment on the Voller investigation beyond what was stated in court. In its motion, the defense suggests that the state may argue the evidence collected in the Voller investigation is only potentially useful evidence and not a required part of discovery. Such an argument should be rejected, the defense stated. So, like, did y'all peep all this shit? So, the guy is a fucking rapist. He's under investigation from police. They have his DNA. He has child porn that he made in his house. The fucking bank is flagging his account because he's a sex trafficker. And then, when one of the victims of this guy kills him, the fucking prosecution won't even let her attorneys have the evidence of that case by saying it's only potentially useful and therefore we don't have to give it to you. She's facing the possibility of life in prison because it's a murder charge, and they won't even fucking give her or her lawyers the evidence about the guy that she killed, who's a fucking child rapist who makes child porn in his basement. Because, you know.
And where she's going for the rest of her life?
A rape cage.
Yep. Male guards are allowed to work in women's prisons.
Yeah.
I'd say beyond allowed to. It's a rape culture. They're encouraged to.
So this goes back November 30th back to court, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, right now the prosecution is really arguing that the defense shouldn't have this information because it's not necessarily useful. If I was accused of killing somebody who's a fucking child rapist and child trafficker, I would like to know what the police knew about that person. I'm just saying. So, yeah, keep an eye on this case. I haven't seen the Swerve's talking about it, probably because it's a black girl who killed a white man, which, you know.
Yeah, that's a potential boyfriend.
Shit. Crystal Kaiser. And her, by the way, Crystal is spelled C-H-R-Y-S-T-U-L. So, yeah, Crystal Kaiser. That's the, yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. That's one of those things that it's like so horrible, I don't even know what to say. It's so fucking horrible.
And you know there's no wins.
I know.
Like, this is, we're covering it so you know.
Mm-hmm. We're covering it because really nobody else is going to.
But then also something I noticed in there, you said he's going from where he is to where she is and finding more girls.
Yeah.
So he's specifically targeting black girls. For his child rape videos.
Yeah.
That's there you go. That's your Columbus Day right there, buddy.
Shit. So, yeah.
CHRYSTULKIZER. Crystal Kaiser.
Yes.
All right. And the next one.
The next sex worker story.
Whatever you have. These are the ones that I put in the show notes. I put this one in the show notes.
Uh-huh.
The British sex worker murdered by client.
Yeah.
And the pastor charged in murder of transgender woman. That's us for the evening.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me see. I've got that one here. All right. So this is in Detroit. A pastor has been accused of murdering a transgender woman who was found dead last week. A police officer discovered the body of 36-year-old Kelly Stowe, I think. S-T-O-U-G-H, Stowe?
Oh, yeah.
Stowe?
Yeah.
On Friday, according to the Detroit News, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office has charged Albert Weathers, age 46, with the use of a firearm and the commission of a felony and open murder, as opposed to closed murder? What the fuck?
Yeah, does it mean it's in public? I don't get it.
Oh, no. A designation that allows prosecutors to decide on a degree of murder or manslaughter as more information about the case becomes of... Oh! Okay, so it's just open murder, meaning it could be manslaughter. It could be, like, first-degree murder. We haven't picked one yet.
Open to interpretation. Okay, yes. Fucking... And you went and looked, because I was interested in seeing if he has any sermons online.
Yes.
And you couldn't find anything.
No, only, like, a couple clips of him singing.
Okay.
But no, like, not him actually speaking.
Yeah, because I was interested in that. Yeah. All right, so this, dead black trans woman at the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Doing God's work. I mean. So prosecutors said they will bring evidence evidence that the fact that Stowe was transgender was a factor in her murder. Authorities have said that the woman's gender identity played a role, but declined to elaborate until a court hearing. I just really want to know what that means. Like... Is he trying to do some, like, trans panic shit?
That's my first guess.
Like, huh. So, according to a local news station, Weathers allegedly fled the scene and... Wow, this nigga's fucking cold. And then clocked into his job at the Great Lakes Weather Authority. Then authorities believe he called police an hour after the shooting to say that someone had tried to rob him and he shot someone.
So he just sat on the clock thinking of his story and then called the cops.
Yeah.
On himself, kinda. What the fuck? All right, he's a transphobe. I can't expect him to make sense.
How the fuck do you shoot someone in the head and then just go to work? Like, that's fucking.
That shows you whose lives matter, and also and let's not front. It's a particularly cold fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. However, after an investigation, authorities arrested Weathers, who is also the pastor at the Logos Baptist Church in Detroit, where he has reportedly been a member for 20 years. Hey. Watch me be able to not read. Okay. Stowe, who also went by the name Kiana Mattel, was at least the 26th trans person murdered in the United States in 2018, according to a tally kept by the Human Rights Watch. There's a quote from her mother, Jessica Shante Stowe, said, "I want people to know that just because she was transgender doesn't mean she was not loved or she was not cared for. She had a family who cared about her, loved her, and I want them to know that transgender ladies, especially those of color, are not just throwaways. People do care about them." So at least her mom was supportive, I guess.
No shit.
But
I mean, was she always?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Stowe was an aspiring fashion designer and well-known in Detroit's ballroom dance scene. She was always an outspoken advocate for her community, speaking out against violence faced by trans people, and especially trans women of color. The police are unaware with our struggles, so they have no sympathy for us, she told The Guardian in 2015 after the murder of a 20-year-old trans woman named Amber Monroe in Palmer Park, the same neighborhood where Stowe was killed. Yeah.
So she was a public person.
Yeah.
She was interviewed by The Guardian?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was fucking out there.
Yeah.
All right, but being an activist won't
save
save
your life.
No. Yes, ma'am.
See.
Damn, and that's all that. Hopefully we can get more information on this story.
Yeah.
Coming weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so far most of what I've seen is about her, like, background and... like, I guess before transitioning was a football player.
Well, like, so. High school or what?
I want to say college, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, and then came back and was like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, okay. I gotta live for real. This ain't living.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, came out and transitioned and did all that. But, a lot of this stuff was just about, like, how she was active in the ballroom scene and, you know, trying to get a fashion line up and running and, you know. Sounded like just a cool person, you know what I mean?
You see, and we never know all this until they can't do any of this shit anymore.
Mm.
That always matters so much to me, man. Like, fucking, you never know what they were. So this person, they were into football and fashion.
Yeah.
One person.
Yeah.
That's an interesting fucking person.
Yeah.
You know, but thanks to Jesus, she's dead.
Well, Jesus hates a lot of people.
All right, what's cracking?
All right, my last one, UK, British sex worker, murdered by a client. A banker texted his partner, quote, "I'm sorry," after he allegedly bludgeoned a high-class escort to death on her 29th birthday, a court heard. Helen Jervis asked her partner of 12 years, Zahid Nassim, what have you done? After he texted her, it's too late, I'm sorry, life isn't going to work for me. On May 25th. Okay. The accused killer, the 48-year-old Nassim, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Stayed for 12 hours in the Higgins Hill apartment where he had just murdered 29-year-old Christina Abbott as she lay in bed. So he killed her and then just said, well, I'm just gonna fucking hang out. That. We can kill this one, right? We don't need it.
Hey, man. Nothing Emperor William got something for that.
Nothing of value will be lost.
Yeah.
During that half day, Nassim allegedly also sent explicit photos and videos to another sex worker and pretended to be unconscious when police suddenly showed up.
The fuck?
Right, yeah. Like, you literally have a dead sex worker in your room and you're sending another sex worker dick pics trying to set up an appointment.
So it's like, all these fuckers knew was that I can kill this person, but then they did... It's like, after killing them, it's like they suddenly realized they just did something that's kind of illegal, so now I'm gonna go clock into work, think of some bullshit story for an hour, and then call the cops.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna fucking pretend I'm asleep.
Unconscious.
Really?
Unconscious. Mm-hmm.
That's like the fucking, when a kid knows they're in trouble and the parents coming home and the fucking, the lay down, get the fuck up. Fucking guy.
As the murder trial continued, the court heard how the, quote, privately educated city girl, I smell the respectability politics in that, lived a secret life as a high-class escort, but told her friends and family she actually worked in IT. Abbott, who worked under the name Tilly Paxton, was house-sitting in the apartment where she was found dead. Alou's Crown Court was told that she was hit 13 times in the back of a head with a pestle and may have been strangled. The fuck? Those things are heavy, too.
What is a pestle?
It's like, you know that thing I have on the stove where it's like that marble little bowl and it's got like the thing in it for like grinding up the herbs?
Yes.
That thing.
The
fuck? And it's fucking, like, I mean, a lot of them are made of like fucking stone and marble and shit. Like, it's fucking heavy. So apparently he hit her in the back of the head, what did I say, 13 times? And may have strangled her. All right.
Even thinking about doing that shit and then doing it one time and then multiplying that one by 13 to 15. Yeah, you just fucking kill this guy. I don't like your Anglo-American jurisprudence. It's bullshit. You just fucking kill it. You get it out of the community, away from the rest of the potential victims.
Mm-hmm. Nassim has since denied his role in the murder. He claimed he and Abbott were drinking and doing drugs together before he woke up and found her dead. So, I just want
to. Yeah.
I just want
to. This is what he thought to say. And thinking high-end escort.
Yeah.
Which means she probably charges a bit more is what that she sounds
was,
like.
From what I've heard, she was making somewhere around $2,500 a night.
So people that make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a lot of money because they're so damn smart, were her clients.
Yep.
This was the so damn smart guy.
This was the so damn smart. So I just want to... So they were in someone else's apartment because she was house-sitting. So in someone else's apartment, they did drugs. He blacks out.
He blacked out.
He was unconscious.
Oh, sure.
Wakes up and she's just dead in bed. But then he still stays there for 12 hours. Oh, but wait, no, he was unconscious.
Bludgeoned to death, because that's what people do. People break into apartments, see a man and a woman passed out, bash the woman's head in, don't take any cash, jewelry, electronics, or anything.
No.
And just leave and lock the door behind them.
Yes.
Very polite.
Very polite. Oh, yeah.
That's fucking realistic. This is the smart guy.
This is the smart guy. All right. Nassim has admitted that he was paying Abbott up to $2,500 per night and described her as a social media addict who led a lavish lifestyle, partying with posh, wealthy friends, living in Westminster and other parts of London while frequenting the theater, polo, and Ascot. I don't know what the fuck Ascot is. Some bougie shit, I guess. All right. Jurors also heard Abbott had previously been hassled online and in person by a female stalker. On the night of her death, Abbott's... I keep saying Abbott, but it's Abbott's. had planned to meet her friends at the Park Plaza County Hotel in London for her birthday party, but never arrived. Friends began to worry, fearing it may be linked to her concerns about the female stalker. Her longtime friend, Mushen Parag, drove from London to the apartment to look for her and noted he could see a glow from a computer screen in the home, but no one answered the door. Because the mysterious killer who came in and killed her and not the other guy and didn't take anything locked the door behind him because it's very polite.
Yeah.
After police broke down the door and found her body, he said, "I could just tell by the look on their face something tragic had happened." Mr. Parig added she was always happy, always trying to look for friends. She was just a really, really lovely person and willing to give anybody a chance.
He's actually going to go to prison for this.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's actually going to go to fucking prison for this, because also there's an image by this story. She's very white.
She is.
She's very, very white. And the framing that's going down around this, I mean, I'd wish they'd give it to every fucking body.
Yes.
But, you know, all right. One class privileged sex worker. All right. You know what? Hey, let's throw this fucker in the cage. It's not like it's going to be bad for him. Like, I mean, he's going to be in there with what? Other men.
I mean, also, this is in England. It's not like, you know.
I don't know how things go there.
Oh, well, they're just generally, allegedly anyway, much nicer to their prisoners than we are to ours.
Why? Because they're a nation and not a corporation?
Yes. Probably.
Weird shit.
It's weird what happens when you lose some of the profit motive.
Going into 2019, like we said, what we're going to be doing is taking the social dissonance, a critical analysis of justice.
Yes.
That whole concept was a Facebook page I made in 2014. I think towards the end of 2014, I made that Facebook page, and some folks contributed. But, you know, everybody can't do everything, and everybody's not into everything. So it kind of ended up just being really me and Penny Loco.
Right.
And Penny Loco more so. And Penny Loco brought in the concept of, let's just post more pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for some reason, screenshots of tweets from Twitter count as memes on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit garnered a lot of growth, and the page is at like 54, 56,000 followers now. Like, it's reached a point where I only really check the number when it hits another 10.
Right.
Like, that's it. So when it hits 60, I'll be like, interesting. All right, so fucking, we're going to use that name, and we're going to get down with Actify Press, and we're going to try to get other lefty-headed content creators to get down with Actify Press and build something up under it. Because right now, Actify Press has Actify Chat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think them niggas swamp commie in the drone.
Yeah.
They should come up under the name Actify Press. And mm-hmm. then, you know, then it'll be Actify Chat, Social Dissonance with Phoenix and William,
mm-hmm.
and Swamp Commie in the Drone. Hopefully them niggas is down. You know, and start, you know, if somebody else, Ja'Cory Holder is a cartoonist. Maybe he can come in and, you know, cartoon niggas up, make us up. You know, like, I bet if we give Ja'Cory Holder an idea for a political, like, here's the joke, just make this imagery behind it, and we'll write the joke. And Ja'Cory Holder could do political, these are just my wacky ideas, people. Ja'Cory Holder could do political cartoons, and you could actually help out Ja'Cory Holder on Patreon like the Wine Cellar does. Wine Cellar Media signed up to Ja'Cory Holder's Patreon for 10 ducats a month. You know, hold it down for niggas. And, hell, you could do that shit, too. All right, and maybe we can build this thing up for the Wine Cellar going into 2019.
Yes.
Phoenix Kaliter, having trouble finding guests. So what she'll be doing is Wine Cellar After Dark solos.
Yes.
Picking a topic and riffing about it.
Yes.
All right, and I'm getting real close to it. This is not definitive.
Mm-hmm.
Might pull the fucking trigger, and I'll just be one of those fucking content creators that has behind-the-wall content, like, no longer as an experiment. Just have some behind, like the majority of white-on-white crime stories, because they're funny, they're fun.
Yeah.
Have them behind the wall. Rap shit that I do, put it behind the wall. You know, and have more short stuff, like these long-form episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Start phasing them out and have more short stuff. And that's mostly to help grow the YouTube, because YouTube is, it's all about that, man. Don't be going over 7 minutes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this, yeah, Wine Cellar 2019. And for the rest of 2018, I hope we can have more conversation. You know, of course, we'll do our news, but let's riff.
Yeah?
Let's riff, man. Like I think when we're going to work in the morning in the car, when you're dropping me off at work, when we be talking, I'm like, this shit should be an episode. This is dope. So, more riffing. Like, how do the riffs come about? I was listening to some shit on a podcast. You saw some shit on Twitter. And we start talking about it.
Yes.
And I think that they are constructive conversations. So there will be more of that.
More riffing. Okay.
Yeah, man. It's, Oh, there it is.
Free thought conversation.
There'll be more free thought conversation. And people can hear how shitty that audio was. That's back when the homie Frickface would give me audio drops for the podcast by recording it into the microphone of an iPod Touch.
Whew.
Yeah. The Wine Cellar started out rough. Woo, now Chile. We're here. Woo Chile.
I still love that fucking clip.
All right.
But yeah, and don't forget, it is the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. So if you do know sex workers, send them some love. Also send them money. Hit up the PayPal. You know. Their Patreons, whatever. Just support sex workers today. It's a rough day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like another sex worker made contact with me on the privately owned social networks. So I follow her content, but she's not like a content creator. She likes having conversations with folks. But like I don't comment often because these are cis woman sex workers talking. They don't need to hear my ass say shit. Like, this is what I think, ladies. You know, like, they don't need to hear that shit. So I mostly just read. And, you know, if it is something where, like, I might know something like, oh, this Microsoft Excel thing, you know, then mm-hmm. I'll comment on some shit like that. But, like, the sociological shit, and I'm just there to pay a fucking attention. All right. And that will be that. And no, I'm not plugging our shit. Just Ja'Cory Holder, the cartoonist. All right. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Really? Right when you saw that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Right when I had the mouse hovering over the YouTube video thing, some fucking little pop-up like, and if you mind the VLC media player, look at me. And go fuck yourself, VLC media player.
Really?
All right, YouTube, get the fuck out of here. And you, podcast audio, what's your fucking problem?
Really?
You think you're entitled to
Debrat
instrumentals? You're not entitled to Debrat instrumentals.
Jesus, nigga.
They have entitlement issues.
Nigga.